time is exactly 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 18th of February, 1943.
Right.
We knew that it was lethal to stay straightened up. As you were running into the target, you couldn't weave any longer. They had time to fuse and send a shell up there. That was all the time they wanted. That I would have to go straight and level for the bomber to drop the bomb and take the picture needed nearly half a minute. Half a minute is an eternity. Being straight and level.
It was like being on the stage in the spotlight. Bags of panic.
Right. Right.
This is the story of the final mission of RAF Lancaster bomber WF-183, call sign O Orange, which took place on Saturday, the 18th of February, 1943. It is also the story of all the many men and women, British and German, whose lives were irrevocably changed by that night bombing raid.
We present Bomber, a documentary drama based on the novel by Len Dayton, dramatized by Joe Dunlop, starring Samuel West as Flight Sergeant Sam Lambert, Emma Chambers as Wife Corporal Ruth Lambert, Jack Shepherd as Oberleutnant August Bach, featuring Frank Windsor as Air Marshal Sir Arthur Harris, and narrated by Tom Baker. Bomber.
It is just after 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 18th of February, 1943. O Orange is in the sky above Wallis End Aerodrome doing her night flying test.
Pilot to crew. Bumps around the garden, then home. Chief, you've told him to save 7 late lunches.
The pilot, Sam Lambert, on his second tour, has clocked up 47 operations.
The noise in an aircraft of that era is only just bearable, because the flying helmet of that era also was a thin leather one, and of course it was damaging. I'm slightly deaf, and there's lots of other people who flew, some completely deaf.
What
do I say further today,
Skip? The cheesy say?
Meat pie, Binti.
What passes for meat these days, anyway?
Well,
shut up, Binti.
I'd have
any
luck after all this, too. Binti Jones, ex-milkman from Pontypridd, is O for Orange's mid-upper gunner. His opposite number, the rear gunner, is an ex-miner from Nottinghamshire. The whole crew are volunteers.
Navigates to pilot.
Yes, Kosher.
Is that glycol leaking on the starboard inner, Skip?
Pilot to navigator, we're checking.
Only small, but it looks like it's getting bigger.
Thanks, Kosh.
Is it glycol or fuel, Batters?
The coolant taps are low, Skip. No fuel pressure warning lights.
Visual check.
Sorry, Skip.
Look out the bloody window.
Oh, Orange's new flight engineer, Ted Battersby, was at school in Lancashire 6 months ago. He's 18, and tonight will be his third op with Sam Lambert.
There's something there, all right. Shining on the engine cowling. Looks like a new penny. It's all right. I know what it is, Skip. It's not glycol. No problem. It's a footprint. Only an oily footprint. One of the biggest pieces. I saw it.
Now, on the notice board, there would be put up the names of the crews that were going to fly that night. But I used to find that if my name was up there, I went straight away to the toilet.
How's the starboard inner doing?
Looks perfect. Well, temperature pressure, bang on as it should be. Oh, sorry, Skipper.
Can you shift a minute, Batters?
Lift your legs, mate. Let DB out the nose.
Royal Australian Air Force, Bombing O Orange. 15 operations, all with Sam Lambert.
What about the H2S, Kosh?
On the top line, Skip.
Glad to hear it.
Think it'll help, Diggers?
Yeah, well, you know me, Sam. Always optimistic. But the blight has broken down every flaming op so far. Did they tell you where we're going tonight?
1,300 gallons. Looks like we're going to bomb Adelaide.
It's very funny, yeah.
Steering right 45. Flaps up, Batters.
Flaps up, Skip.
Pilot to wireless operator.
To me, Skip.
Getting a test done. I'm only going round once, mate.
Wireless operator to pilot. Affirmative, Skip.
Jimmy Grimm, a Londoner, 21 years old, wireless operator O Orange. Seated aft of the navigator on the port side facing forward, Jimmy has the Astrodome above his head. The area shared by the pilot, the flight engineer, the bomb aimer, the wireless operator, and the navigator isn't much larger than a big family car. This was Jimmy Grimm's favorite test. Best bent wire tins, best bent wire tins. ...200 miles away in northern France, an officer in charge of German radio monitoring makes a note of Jimmy Grimm's wireless test.
He knew the frequency of the different bombers' calls, and knew their number, and knew also their air base. And in the afternoon, those calls, which would fly the night air raid, they checked their wireless, and our people listened to that, and they could tell me, tonight, we guess we will have 500 bombers from squadron so-so. They come from that base.
A message to that effect is sent to the CNC Luftwaffe Night Fighter Command of Dielen. ...350 miles away, on the edge of the IJsselmeer in northern Holland, is Luftwaffe Night Fighter Station Kroonsvig. Here are the Junkers 88s and Messerschmitt 110 night fighters, which will engage the British bombers over the skies of Europe tonight. At this time of the afternoon, they are being fueled and serviced.
Himmel! What are you shouting about? You're giving old Kugel a hard time.
Oberleutnant Baron Victor von Löwenherz, Staffelkapitän of night fighters.
I was just telling him how irritating it is to locate a terror flyer, creep up under his belly, and then find your engine losing power before you can shoot him down.
No, I'm still having engine problems.
Oh, yes. But will he do what I want?
God, engineers!
It sounds like oil pressure. It might be a leak.
Q-88s were never designed for fighter work.
As I had a similar problem once on a Messerschmitt, it turned out to be a simple oil leak. Get him to fit new rims.
Done it twice. It makes no difference.
Then,
the engine's kaput. It needs replacing. Why won't he listen?
Old Kugel is under orders to keep replacements to a minimum. Besides, I hear the station commander is having trouble with his supercharger.
My heart bleeds. If we all had superchargers...
Then Kugel and his mechanics would be even more overworked.
So, what am I to do, Oberleutnant? We're on tonight. It's running okay now, but for how long?
Tomorrow I'll get Kugel to do an engine run. If the revs are still dropping, I'll insist on a new engine tomorrow.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
How do you mean?
Well, you seem a bit, I don't know, down on the map. Girl trouble?
No. No, it's nothing. Look, I'd better keep an eye on Kugel's men.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Wireless operator to pilot. What's wrong with the engine, Skip?
Nothing, Jimmy. It just batters me on the throttles.
Oh, real hunting, you won't.
Shut up, Enzi. Go easy, Batters. It's not an Austin 7. That's better. Sit. Listen to the revs and look at the props. You can't always trust the dials.
The most isolated men on the Lancaster are the gunners. In O Orange's rear turret is Sergeant Flash Gordon. After the war, Flash plans to get an office job. No way will he ever go back to the mines. He swivels his turret, his eyes trained on the sights of his two pairs of parallel-mounted 303 machine guns.
Pilot to rear gunner, how's the view, Flash?
Bloody brilliant, Skip. It's really great. I can see so much better now Keeper's taking out rear perspex.
I saw a film with Bob Hope, and he was stuck in a suitcase for quite a while. When they opened the suitcase and he cut out, he got out. He couldn't straighten up. He was all cramped. And I thought, Christ, it's just how I used to feel when I come out of the turret.
They'll all be able to cut out rear turrets once word gets round.
Stop blowing your own trumpet, Flash Boy. We know you're a genius.
The mid-upper gunner, Binty Jones, has a pair of 303 machine guns. Neither gunner has contact with the rest of the crew except through the intercom.
I'm only jealous. I'm the golden turret. That's what they'll call it.
All a flash-eyed turret. Hey, Skip?
Pilot to both gunners, dry out.
The roof below, Skip.
Roger, Flash.
You're thinking of moving here after the war, Sam?
Sorry, Digby?
You and the missus offer a nice little thatched cottage with a garden gate.
Why do you say that?
Well, you always take us over this way. Hey, look, Sam, starboard on the beam, another Lancaster.
Factory delivery, no markings. Replacement machine.
Yeah, probably a Sheila at the controls. Don't get too close, Skip.
Don't worry. 2650 plus four, batters.
2650 plus four, Skip. Coolant to 105, or 90. Pressure 70, Skip.
Pilot to rear gunner.
Yes, Skip.
Can you see the lank off the starboard side?
Can you even see the door ahead? Looks all right.
Keep your hands off your weapon, Flash Boy.
All right, your boxes are tricks, okay, Navigator?
Navigator to pilot, seems to be working.
Good. Pilot to all crew, we're going home.
Well, Orange begins her descent towards Wallace End Airfield, a mile-long runway clearly visible like a black line across the countryside. Tonight, in the dark, it won't be quite so easy to find. Wally Fenn Aerodrome, one of over 100 bomber command stations dotted around the British Isles in 1943. There are 16 Lancaster bombers based here. All of them will take part in tonight's raid.
To be working out on dispersal areas with an icy wind blowing, because aerodromes are always selected to be in the coldest and the most hostile weather conditions that you can imagine.
During the morning, the pilot's snag lists from the previous night's operations have been studied by the ground crews, and repairs and replacements carried out. Now, most of the aircraft on their concrete circular stands are being fueled and bombed up, ready for takeoff early this evening.
Some of the smallest nuts and bolts are in the most inaccessible places, and to get your hands, when they were blue, down and tighten up the 6BA nut and bolt, it takes some doing.
B-Flight office. Airman Clark Eric Sedge types up crew schedules. In the office next door, B-Flight's temporary acting commander, Flight Lieutenant Sweet, stands by the open window watching the activity as O Orange comes onto its stand. Sweet is 22.
Mr. Fleming?
Sir?
Here a second, old chap.
Fleming is the captain of the replacement crew of Lancaster Z Zebra. Of those who survived her crash landing at Worley 3 weeks ago, three are still in hospital. With a new tail assembly, wing section and undercarriage, the plane will fly again tonight. None of her old crew will ever fly again.
You look after Zed Zebra, Mr. Fleming. She's a good old crate. You've had the best damn training, now use it.
Can't wait to get up there and get on with it, Mr. Sweet.
Good show, Fleming. Carry on.
You call me, sir?
No, Zed. Talking to Mr. Fleming.
First operation tonight.
They know the odds are 15 to 1 against for the first three trips.
You didn't say that to them, did you, sir?
Oh, of course I didn't, you idiot. They aren't fools, Eric. Public school chaps.
Never heard them, eh?
How's it go again? Survive your first five and you double your chances of staying alive.
Reached for 30 ops.
Rinko Munro's done over 60.
True, sir.
Done 28 myself. Fleming just needs a bit of luck.
Everyone knows, sir.
Well, I do remember an incident where a mid-upper gunner...
lost his head.
Yes.
And the aircraft is right in front of the hangar.
Yes.
And
I do remember that. Yes.
And there's just nothing there.
Nothing, yes.
Just completely lost his head.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, there will be that smell.
Yes.
Of bodies have been in there for 8 or 9 hours. Probably been no injury to them, but there was that particular smell peculiar to a kite returning from operation.
Absolutely. Yes. I remember one coming back though, George, where they had to pull the parachute for him to lie on. And the parachute was, instead of being white, was red.
I remember that,
and the ambulance came out and they left the parachute behind for us to clear up. And that was a mid-upper gunner as well. I've just forgotten his name, but I will be able to come to it.
Was a nice old German town with these typical marked houses with these old fronts, different roofs, with much old culture, so very nice.
That same afternoon in February 1943 in the small town of Altgarten in northwestern Germany, Walter Reisman, the Bürgermeister, called into Frenzel's, his favourite restaurant.
Only a small affair, mind, Herr Frenzel. 18 guests.
Yes, yes, Herr Bürgermeister. Even so, we must make it special.
There is a war on. Well, Like the Führer, we must live simpler lives these days. Now, with the fish.
Riesling with the fish.
Perfect.
And with the main course, Herr Bürgermeister?
What a nice little Chateau bottled Burgundy you were telling me about.
The Lafitte 37.
Precisely. And, of course, champagne for the toast.
How many bottles?
Just keep it coming till I tell you to stop. Ah! Oberleutnant Bach. Good day. Fräulein.
Good afternoon.
Herr Bürgermeister, good afternoon. Happy birthday.
I'm sorry you won't be here for the party.
Duty first, I fear.
Fritz wants to lay on an evening such as we used to have before the war. But I was just saying, we have to make sacrifices, even in a quiet little backwater like this. You return to Holland today?
Within the hour.
Well, I mustn't detain you from your meal.
At your table, sir.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler! Fritz, who is that pretty little thing with him?
His housekeeper.
Oh.
Well, his wife has been dead over a year.
She's rather young for August. He must be pushing 50.
Her father is a high-ranking official in the propaganda ministry.
Oh, not just a pretty face, then. Well-connected. Crafty old August. Now, where were we?
Now, the shack. You had no right to order alterations without my written authority, Sam.
What are you talking about?
Sam Lambert and Flight Lieutenant Terry Sweet in B-Flight office at Wally Fen.
The blasted rear turret on O-Orange. You told Worthington's riggers to leave the perspex off. He just told me. Would have been good manners to at least check with me. I am meant to be B-Flight commander after all.
I did. I left a note on your desk.
Well, I never saw it.
I got it back with your signature on it.
Huh?
Yes, ask Eric.
I signed so much.
Look in the file if you don't believe me.
All right, all right. Subject closed. We're on tonight. Big op. Briefing for captains and navigators at 15:30.
We'll be ready.
See, you are. I want B-Flight to be the best damn bomb delivery service in group. So how's it working out, this rear turret thing?
Well, Flash says it's...
Eric!
Sir?
Where's my tea? Want some tea, Lambert?
No, thanks, sir. I have a late lunch waiting.
I'll get it now, sir.
And Eric, tell Nicky Murphy to get over here.
Sir?
Bloody undercart keeps jamming on S-Sugar. Seems beyond Mickey Murphy to get the ground chaps to do anything about it.
Doesn't sound like Mickey. Or the ground chaps.
I've had to use emergency air twice to get the wretched gear down. So, how's Ruth? You should watch yourself there, Sam. Groupie's no fool. Bound to find out.
I doubt it. Unless someone tells him.
Well, strictly speaking, I should. Won't, of course.
Damn stupid reg of his. No wives within 40 miles.
Quite. So what's the thinking behind this rear turret thing?
Oh, it was Flash's idea.
Who?
My rear gunner, Sergeant Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Thought it would make for better night vision. No smears or scratches to spoil the view.
Everybody's seen well enough through perspex before.
You could say the same for glass, but haven't you ever opened a window to see better?
Yes. Yes, well done. Let me know how it works.
Flash should get the credit.
Oh, don't worry, he will.
Have you heard where we're going tonight?
Well, even if I knew, I couldn't tell you. Siggy?
No, thanks.
Look, Lambert, I was going to leave this till after tonight, but I might as well give it to you now. You won't like it.
How's it going to your pie, Flash?
I've got a grip.
The crew of O Orange and the sergeant's mess.
Something considerate, so I'd spot my line this morning.
Who's that then, Flash?
You. Your Welsh git. Your motorbike. 6:30 this morning.
Here's me, pie's not bad.
Shouldn't have been a whale night in the first place.
Mind your business, Flash. Read a comic or something.
Back from Peterborough. Was
don't
it?
Don't start, you two.
Well, it's not right. Having it off with a married woman while her husband's away fighting.
You go and see if a padre's looking for an assistant.
One of these nights, he'll be standing by the bed when you wake up.
He's in Burma.
He'll hear about it. And he'll sort you out.
Weedy little boy with horn rings.
I haven't seen him, you lying.
I have. Here's the wedding picture on the bedside table.
And it might have got bigger since that was taken.
Not according to Rosie.
My hope is a bloody PT instructor. Out east fighting Jack. It's not right.
Where's Jimmy?
Gone to see if there's any post.
I wonder what Skip's talking to Sweet about.
Afraid it's settled.
Effective when?
Tomorrow.
What about replacements?
Straight swap. You get Speak and Simpson.
I see. You get my navigator and bomb aimer and I get yours.
Word from some desk flyer on high, old chap. Ours is not a reason why.
You don't split up crews that are working well.
Sorry, Lambert.
I bet you are. You've done this, haven't you? First you took Mickey Murphy, now you're having Cohen and Digby. Digby's the best bomb aimer in the squadron.
My chap Tim speaks pretty good.
I hear he's windy. And your navigator Simpson's a no-hoper, too.
I don't care for your tone, Lambert.
What are you trying to do, sweet? Have the best crew in the group to cover your back? Do you think that's all it takes?
I'd be careful what I said if I were you.
You don't split crews up.
Cohen's put in for a commission. He doesn't want to fly under a sergeant. You know, Lambert, these paranoid speculations of yours are very interesting. I think you're the one who wants the crew to watch your back.
Bugger off.
Oberleutnant August Bach and Anna Luisa finish lunch at Frenzel's restaurant.
More wine?
No, thanks.
Go on. The sausages aren't where they were. I think the British have some kind of secret weapon. A man flicks a switch in London and every sausage skin in the Ruhr splits from end to end.
The Burgermeister keeps looking at me.
Because you're so pretty.
No. It's because you are a Luftwaffe Oberleutnant and I am a little housekeeper.
Nonsense.
Not many people of your rank would take their servant to lunch.
They would if they were in love with them.
Oh.
I asked you here this afternoon because I want you to marry me, Anna Luisa.
Oh.
Young Hansel adores you.
And I him.
Now, I know I'm not a young man, but I do love you, and I'll do everything I can to make you happy. Well, what do you say?
I've loved you for a long time, August.
But you never said.
I didn't dare hope.
Anna.
Oh, my head's in a whirl.
You aren't used to drinking in the afternoon.
No. When do you have to leave?
The car's coming at 3.
Let's go back to the house now. I want you to make love to me.
What's up, mate?
I got a letter from my missus.
Huh? Oh, not dear John, lad.
Don't be daft, no. Little Tommy's not too well.
Oh, dear.
She says he was coughing all night.
Look, Jimmy, you know standing order says you can't have your wife living less than 40 miles from base, right?
Well, she's back in Woolwich, isn't she? Living with her mum.
Right. But it doesn't say a dicky bird about having other people's wives, does it?
Well, don't you ever think of anything but Sheila's? I can't just see Jimmy's not in the mood for jokes.
Oh, I hope this Rose's husband's in the Marines. That's all I bloody hope.
But baby's a crook one minute and bouncing fit the next. I wouldn't worry about Jimmy.
Well, how do you like it, Binty? Out there fighting for your country and some poxy little Welsh cuckoo's in your nest shagging your wife.
You're the one that sounds cuckoo to me, you.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. My hell's tea, save it for the Jerry's.
Where are you going for Ash for a walk?
Good idea.
He fancies her himself.
Look, why do you keep rubbing his nose
in
it? Look, you better sort it out with him and quick. I mean, that's all we need, a rear gunner who hasn't got his mind on the job.
But he started it.
Oh, like the Germans, you mean? I mean, who gives a tuppenny cuss who started it? All I want to see is the bloody thing finished.
We had a lot of colonials, I mean, Australians, Canadians, New Zealand and South Africans. I mean, they had less regard for RAF discipline than we did.
What's he say, Sam?
Who?
Sweet. Saw you in his office. Giving you the benefit of his vast experience, was he?
Flight Sergeant Webbington, Chief Engineer Ground Crew O Orange.
Can he say what tonight's target is?
No. What's the bomb, then?
The train's on its way. Starboard Jenny on the top line, then?
Seems to be.
She was definitely giving us a volt up this morning.
Bess has never took his eyes off her.
If that Jenny acts up, watch your step. The accumulator could go up if it overloads.
Well, whatever it was, you seem to have fixed it.
Yeah. She's a good old girl, old Laurie.
Grain crew obviously became attached to the aircraft, and obviously, if the aircrew managed to survive perhaps more than 3 or 4 trips, became attached to the aircrew as well. It was their aircraft. Yeah. And really,
we only let the aircrew have it on occasions to take over to Germany, and then we used to say, well, bring it back in one piece, you know.
Anything else, Chiefy?
What's wrong, Sam?
You know, Chiefy, when I told my old man I was joining up in 37, he said to me, why? What are you joining that bloody shower of toffs for? Since Sweet took over the flight, I'm beginning to see what he meant.
Yeah, not the way it was. Boys with bum fluff on their chops running the show.
48th trip tonight. Maybe it's time I packed it in.
Has Sweet got it in for you?
God knows.
You look tired, Sam.
No, I'm all right.
You sleeping all right?
I keep having this dream. This little German kid's having his birthday. He bends to blow the candles out, and his head melts. Funny dream, eh?
August Bach and Anna Luisa are on their way home from Frenzel's.
Oh, no, August. It's your cousin. Let's pretend we haven't seen him.
What?
Oh, no, he's seen us.
Oh, afternoon, Jack.
I've just been round to the house, but you weren't in.
You know Anna Luisa?
Yes. Afternoon, Fräulein.
What's the matter? You look like you've swallowed something sour, cousin. You've been eating your own pickles.
Ah, very funny. My pickles are well liked in this town.
Well, what do you want to see me about?
I wanted a word in private.
Anna and I have no secrets.
No, I can wait. Well,
No, wait, girl, wait. I want you to be the first to know. I've asked Anna to marry me, and she said yes.
Oh. Well,
aren't you going to congratulate us?
Yes, of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I must get back to the shop on Saturday, and I'm short-staffed. Frau Kirsten is ill.
He doesn't like me.
Nonsense. Gert likes everyone.
Not young women, he doesn't. He's got nothing but old bats working in that grocer's of his.
Sam sits behind a repair hangar at Worley Fen with a WAF corporal from Safety and Rescue Section. Known on the base as WAF Corporal Taylor, she and Sam were secretly married 6 months before.
He's poaching another two of my crew.
What?
Last month he took my flight engineer, Mickey Murphy. Now it's Cohen, the new navigator, and Digby, best bomb aimer on the squadron.
Can he do that?
He's bloody done it.
Why don't you go to Monroe and complain?
What'll I say? My flight commander won't get off my back. He'll deny everything.
I still think it's worth it.
I only have a couple of minutes. Let's talk about something else. Why don't we go up to London next weekend, eh?
Oh, why not?
I wish we could just go over to that hole in the fence and walk away from here.
Where would we go?
Wouldn't care. Just as long as it's as far away from here as possible.
Oh, Sam.
We can't, of course. There's a war to win. I'll just do what they all do. Press on.
Sam, don't jump down my throat. But why don't you put in for a commission like Daddy said?
We went through this last weekend.
I know.
I don't want to be a bloody officer.
The only way you can stop people like Terry Sweet from having the upper hand is by becoming one of them.
If you wanted just Terry Sweet for a husband, you should have married him.
Sorry?
It's not as though you didn't have the chance.
What?
I know, Ruth, about you and him.
No, what?
You and him.
What are you talking about?
Please, don't lie to me. You knew him before me. You did, didn't you?
What do you mean, know him?
Now, that would have suited Mummy and Daddy better, wouldn't it? Public school boy, officer class.
Oh, stop it, Sam. Look, I haven't a clue what's brought
this
on.
He's an old boyfriend, isn't he? Flight Lieutenant Sweet.
Rubbish!
Don't lie to me, Ruth. You went out with him, didn't you? Your mother told me the whole story last weekend. She thought it was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
We remember Terry Sweet, all right. What a charming boy. Very struck on Ruth he was. What a coincidence. He's on your squadron.
He went to school with my brother.
Of course he bloody would, wouldn't he? Want to see the rest of it?
He was nothing to me. It was nothing like that.
Well, he's something to me. Flight Lieutenant Sweet, 7 years younger than me, and treats me like I'm a 13-year-old. He's my effing prefect.
He's a chump. Always was. Don't let's quarrel, please, sir.
Why don't you tell me? That's what all the smirking and asking after you is about. I've got to go. Pilots and navigators briefing.
Sam! Oh. Quickly, August. We're getting soaked.
It was a little town with a lot of people of government. And there was, from the German army, there was a division. And the commander of the division was an uncle of mine.
A word!
Yes?
Is there an SS headquarters in this town?
Yes, at the Val Hotel.
Well, how do I get there?
You follow this road till you come to the old walls and turn right on the Kaiserstrasse. You see trees by the road. It's just after the trees begin. You see it on the left. Have you come far?
Did you get that, driver?
Yes, there are black and white sentry boxes. You can't miss
it. One hotel!
That's it. Only my son is in the Val SS. He's on the Eastern Front with Army Group South. Some of these people are so mannered. What is it?
I don't know, he frightened me.
That's the whole idea of the SS.